Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Big Daddy Liberty, great to have you on the Overdrive this afternoon.
Good evening. Thanks for having me.
You were at the event here yesterday, yes. Being the Biyachad building. For those of us who weren't, let us see it through your eyes. What happened?
Yeah, look, in short, it was a wonderful, wonderful event where South Africans got together, those South Africans, of course, who love Israel, who recognize Israel for exactly what it is, one of the early democracies in the Middle East, a country that accords liberties, rights, and freedoms to the citizens who call that part of the world home, whether they're Israeli Arabs or Israeli Jews or Christians. You know, that is the one democracy that we celebrate as South Africans in a very united way. Now, I say this because, you know, at the event at the Biyachad, on Sunday, we had Christian organizations, various pastors, various Jewish organizations, the South African Zionist Federation. The ambassador of Israel was actually there. That's the ambassador of Israel to South Africa was there. So it was a wonderful gale affair that really saw people get together to celebrate Israel. That was the intent, the purpose, and indeed, that's exactly what we did, regardless of the fact that later during the proceedings, we then saw the pro-Palestine formations, you know, led by, of course, the rather dubious BDS, that's the Boycott, Divest, and Sanction Organization, an organization that has avowed itself to be everything anti-Israel and at times anti-Semitic, brought up with a handful, or I shouldn't say handful, there's about 400 or so protesters that rocked up at Loudhead to then intimidate and disrupt this particular event, but they didn't succeed.
So that's what I was interested in. Was there a sense of foreboding? Was there an undercurrent of violence? How did it feel?
Well, one has to be quite clear about the nature of BDS, because if you listen to the mainstream media in this country, if you listen to the political elites in this country who are very much yoked to BDS, you'd never know true nature of BDS and broadly the pro-Palestinian lobby. It's basically a congruence of two distinct groupings. The one are the ignorant, those who aren't really aware of what's happening in the Middle East, don't really know Israel and really don't understand.
Basically, BDS showed itself what exactly it is yesterday, where, as I was explaining, you know, be careful of the appearance versus the reality of the BDS and the pro-Palestine lobby broadly. In that same crowd that mobbed the Biyachad, tried to mob the Biyachad, you'd have people, for example, carrying signs that say being pro-Palestine doesn't equal being anti-Semitic. Yet you look to the left of that person and someone was waving the flag of Hezbollah or Hamas, an organization that is avowed to try and exterminate the Jews and to destroy Israel. So again, these are the sort of things that we need to start calling out as the pro-Israel lobby, as the Jewish community in this country, and really the Christian community too, who's at a 97% demographic in this country, are definitely mostly in favor of Israel.
So, Big Dad, it's a question that I've been asking pretty much every guest that I've had on the show this afternoon. I think it's an incontrovertible fact that Israel probably won the war militarily, but absolutely crashed on the PR front. How on earth do you account for that?
It's understanding the times that we live in. We now live in a time that is defined by toxic ideas such as critical theory and critical race theory. Very short, these are ideas that basically argue that society is defined by the oppressed and oppressors. And if you self-identify as being oppressed, as is often the case when you listen to BDS, when they talk about Palestinians, they talk about Palestinians in a very sort of infantilized and victimology type way. And if you're going to talk about people in that way and argue that they're oppressed, then it gives you free rein to say the most vile and hateful things about the so-called oppressor, i.e. Israel, even if those things are not true. And that's the basis of the time that we live in. It's a post-truth world, unfortunately, that sees toxic ideas filter into all aspects of things. And Israel, unfortunately, is on the receiving end of this. You now have a situation of the last gasp, where you can have people in a BDS rally like that call Israel and the Jews who live there Nazi. Now, take a moment and really think about that. That is the level of depravity that we've come down to. And unfortunately, BDS and the pro-Palestinian lobby, have the political leaders, that's the ANC, PFF, and the unions in this country, and of course the mainstream media in their pocket. That's why we as ordinary South Africans, should stand up for Israelis and say, actually, that is the one country that espouses the values that we really want. Liberty, a democracy, and equal rights for everybody.
Here's a question that, why aren't you talking about stolen land, Big Daddy, from a listener?
Well, here's the thing. You can talk about stolen land all you want, but there's issues of the rule of law and there's issues of property rights. Because I pretty much feel like this question is harping onto the issue of the supposed start of the recent round of conflict, which is the evictions of the four families, the proposed evictions of the four families in Sheikh Jarrah. But here's the thing. That is a property rights issue and it's being arbitrated by the court. So you can, again, shout at the rooftops, oh, stolen land, as much as you want, but there is a rule of law in that part of the world, and this issue is being arbitrated in front of the court. So that if you're going to say it's stolen land, in inverted commas, you've got to, A, prove it, by, B, providing the legal evidence for that. So, again, it comes back to trying to justify the actions of Hamas, who used this incident as a reason, aside from Al-Aqsa, of course, for firing rockets, and it's just not true. Again, comes back to my point. We live in a post-truth world where people will just shout slogans and shout epithets that are designed to play on the idea of I'm standing for a victim against a supposed oppressor, and it's simply not factual.
Big Daddy, thank you so very much for your input this afternoon. Where can we find you now that you've embarked on your solo career? Where are you, for those of us who are interested in following you?
Yeah, well, yes, you can find me on all of your online platforms, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Just search Big Daddy Unity.